Steph.
I'm Rimzy.
I'm Nato.
And this is the Men's Truth Podcast. Listen, all right, by the end of
it,
we get it?
Got it, bro.
It's all,
we
it's all
get
like
the
that?
There, so there,
you see? That rooms it. Oh my goodness. Anyway, by the end of the season, that's the aim. By the end of the season, they get it at least once.
Like, to a lot of y'all dudes, like, I feel like, and this is merely my opinion right now at this point in the live. From like all the different guys I talked to, all the different one-on-ones I done did with a lot of y'all are settling, right? I'm gonna tell you some real shit, right? And I know the females are like, oh, look at them. She finna tell the niggas they settling for us. Like, why would she say that? Shut up, bitch. I told you you ain't supposed to be on because I'm talking to the niggas. But anyway, I feel like a lot of y'all dudes is settling because you don't take the time to do work on self first. What I mean by that is you don't get in your own, like, here's the type of man I know that I am. Like, you don't, like, find your way first. And what I mean by find your way, because a lot of men, like, the woman they end up settling down with played a role in what type of man they are. But a lot of y'all don't even know you a man at first. And I know that could sound kind of weird. But what I mean by that is, like, y'all don't actually do the work to build y'all self to a state where you're even, like, worthy of trying to mix your life with a woman. Meaning, like, y'all be out here without y'all basics together and you try to get with these females. And, of course, all they gonna do is tear into your ego based on what society is conditioning them to believe that a man is supposed to already have together before he mix with a woman. And then if you say this to them, a lot of them, they aren't in control of self or disciplined enough to allow you to go, you know, get your shit together. They want to have you like, well, we can do it. I can help you work on you and I can help you. They do all this extra shit that ends up bruising your ego. This is why most of y'all, when you do become successful, the one that's with you or the one that was with you when you was trying to build yourself up. And I'm not talking about the whole, you know, I have this amount of money and my wife helped me grow my company or my girlfriend helped me grow my... No, I'm talking about y'all be legitimately lost on what y'all want to do with y'all life, y'all self-esteem, certain things like as far as your basics, like I say, having adequate transportation, having a stable place to stay, covering your responsibilities, make sure you feeding and clothing yourself on a stable, consistent basis first before you go mix your life with a woman. Y'all don't do this. Y'all be letting women convince y'all to mix your life with theirs when you don't have this stuff together, right? And you know what happens when you mix your life with a woman, like, and you don't have this stuff together. She ends up putting her wants onto you to the point where it's like a bitch damn near want you to forget about yours. And y'all know how females be. Oh, I ain't trying to change you the whole time they trying to change you. I don't want you to be something you not whole time. They can see that you're something, that they want you to be something that you're not, but they still keep pushing. Like, whole time they make it seem like, but you know, they don't fucking know no better. And then, of course, you mix your life and a bitch pressure your ass into monogamy or use pussy or all these additional tools that females have to, like, basically manipulate the situation to go in their favor. Like, a lot of y'all really, as a man, need to, and you need to teach your sons this as well, get your shit together first before you actually start. Remember I said, with getting pussy comes great responsibility, right? It's a lot of stuff y'all need to get in order before you actually go out and try to mix your life with another individual. Do y'all understand what I'm explaining? Like, this is some G-ass shit. I'm telling y'all, like, some real shit that a bitch ain't gonna tell you because, of course, she trying to keep up with this whole concept that she got a man because, of course, with women, it's, like, seen as a failure if your ass can't duplicate the relationship goals that you seen on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, these fucking movies and reality shows, right? So let me explain something to y'all. A lot of y'all don't realize, like, I didn't work on self. I didn't put enough effort in, you know, to me as a man. I don't know how to lead. I don't actually have a stable datum within me to where my energy and my aura has peace. Like, y'all got to start reading more. You got to start getting in tune with books that help you, like, just as a man, get, like, involved with self. Y'all be overly involved in these situations with women. It bring children into play. You start, like, you know what I'm saying? Feeling like you can't breathe or have room to breathe or lead, but you don't know how to because you don't actually know how to lead yourself. You haven't set up boundaries for yourself. You have exactly, they be in cruise control where you're just going. And half the time a bitch is in your ear and she's manipulating the direction you're going. You haven't put any thought into what you want as a man. And a lot of y'all, you mix your lives with these females. You try to like figure out what you want out of life while you're with her. And then of course, when you come out and say what direction you want to go, if it don't match where she going, she's going to make it seem like you a villain. Because, you know, it's always poor me as a female. I'm a victim of this nigga. Love, he keep doing this to me. I don't know why he trying me like this. I gave him everything. I helped him with this. And you already know, help from a female when you on your way trying to build your basics, they're going to little boy you. Meaning they're going to bring the shit back up to where you're going to be debted to them. You ever seen a bitch like try to be there for you in your like survival season or a season when you ain't have your shit together? If you don't fuck with them when you get your shit together, oh nigga, you's the worst nigga in the world, nigga. I rolled with you through a prison bed, bitch. And wait a minute, like you ain't going to pick me? Like you really going to get your shit together and not, oh, you the devil. And they going to tell everybody, they going to tell online, they going to tell your mom and them, they going to tell the kids that your ass ain't shit. You hear me? A lot of y'all gotta untuck your nuts, man. Do the work on self. Like, do the work first. Y'all gotta stop looking for these females to help guide your basics, your understanding of your basics. When I say the basics, and I'm gonna keep saying this shit to the day I die, transportation, clothing yourself, a place to live, feeding yourself, bringing in income stably for yourself. I don't give a fuck if you selling dick, giving blood, whatever. You have to be able to have these things together on your own. It's too many of you niggas nowadays. You look for females to help you with your basics, and you can't understand. Like, you are fucking up the dynamic of submission because you're not leading, bro. Y'all get with these females, you lay up in their houses, you allow them to tell you what to do, you allow them to steer the direction of your life, and then as you grow as a man and you really start to live in yourself, like you really start to become the man that you supposed to be, and you realize half the shit she got us doing, I ain't really want to do, but you really can't fault her because your ass ain't know what we was doing back then. Like, if you don't have a plan for yourself, the way this world work, another motherfucker will come in and plan for you. You know, I tell y'all, success is just preparation meeting opportunity. The opportunity be there every day, but you niggas don't be prepared for a fuck thing. So what a bitch come along and do? They come in and tell your ass what you should prepare for and push you in the direction they want you to go. That's why a lot of y'all double back to a lot of exes and you settle. That's why a lot of y'all with females, you ain't really like filled up with love and like, you know what I'm saying? That, like, pride about this bitch. You just with her because, of course, you never actually prepared yourself for, like, your future. So, of course, when y'all do break up, because you know you actually don't want to be with her, you can't really get shit accomplished because you never took time to work on yourself as a man and learn how to develop a plan based on the type of person you are. So, you spin your wheels, fuck with different females. You don't really got no guidance, like, to know, like, what type of work you supposed to be doing. So, you end up doubling back with the bitch that was, like, bossing you around the whole time. Anyway, it ain't her fault. It ain't like she actually doing anything wrong to you. You allowing it. Same thing. You ain't no victim. Same thing I be telling these bitches. Y'all hear me? Like, I'm telling y'all some real ass shit. Do the work on yourself first. That way you can attract the type of woman that you actually want. Most of you niggas is just with a bitch because you fucked her raw, nutted in her. She got a, you know, she end up having your baby, rather you wanted her to, or rather you felt like y'all was gonna be, you know, doing the family thing. In the end, it ain't really what you want, and you stick around. You have to, because you ain't got no real plan for yourself. That's why I say you have to, because of course if you try to leave it alone, life ain't gonna go nowhere for you. And of course, you know, females, we sit back and be like, look at him, he don't know what to do. Child, that nigga life went down after he stopped. Girl, his life ain't go down. He just doesn't know how to live in himself as a man. He don't know how to plan and prep. That's not like a, oh, you was so great for him and he can't get his shit together. His shit wasn't together before he got with you because of the type of person that he was and the lack of work he did on self. They sit back and they laugh at you. And next thing you know, you start coming back. Oh, I miss you. You only miss her because you misguided, nigga. Because you didn't put in work on yourself. If you go get you right, the type of bitches you attract will match up with what the fuck you got going on, or you'll be able to pick out one that will submit and conform to what the fuck you want. No, y'all settle. And I know you hoes ain't gonna like this. Bitch, you been ain't like me, so I don't give a fuck. It's 2021. You didn't like me in 2020, 2019. You felt like I was for the niggas. 2018 and 2017, you said the same thing as well, bitch. So I'm sorry if you think your baby daddy might see this video and realize that he settled for your ass. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I don't know how to do nothing but get on here and speak this real. That's your business anyway. Shouldn't be trying to build niggas. should be trying to build yourself up and get a nigga that actually want to be with you. I told y'all relationships is about understanding, and you supposed to be with somebody that you want to be with, not somebody you need. Too many of y'all trauma bond and play these whole build a nigga games and shit to the point where you feel like this nigga obligated to be with you because you built him into the man that he is today, but the nigga don't want you. He there because he feel like he debted to your ass, and this is why the fuck you can't really feel no real love. This is why the fuck the nigga can't really conquer you, because y'all played with each other. You played yourself and he let you play him, and great job. And now you mad at me because I'm speaking on this. I give no fucks. Told you I give no fucks.
So let's just talk about what we just listened to a while ago. You know, to the listeners, you heard it. I'm sure you already have your opinions forming. But bruvs, what do you think about that? First things first, it's a woman saying to men that men should not settle, and saying to the men that women can get in the way of your goals and your dreams and your best self if you yourself don't know what you want. What say you?
I agree with her. I agree with her 100% because I've seen where men have pretty much let women direct the trajectory of their life. Like, they do everything pretty much in the pattern or in the way that the woman wants. And they don't realize that they're not actually living their true self or what they really want. It's a life to please the woman. And it's indirectly done because they feel like this is what they should be doing. You understand? Because in a sense, they're fulfilling the provision role, which a man should do, because they're technically providing for whatever. But in retrospect and in all honesty, they're not really living themselves. So yes, providing for the woman, providing for your family is all good and all nice and dandy. But internally, what you're doing for yourself? How are you developing yourself as a man? You understand? So I am not one that's big on being led by a woman. I'm one that's really into self-discovery and getting certain things down pat before I take on a woman a certain way. I mean a certain way. I mean, I mean just a sexual relationship or whatever. I mean, I talk a serious relationship or a serious bond. You understand? Because that can affect your entire life. I mean, time, we're never going to get time back. You spend 20 years with somebody and that's half of your life.
Yeah.
You understand? So I agree with her. Men, we have been settling, and we have been making women and society's influence on women's judgment of what a man should be dictate to us what we are supposed to be.
And it's interesting you said, Rimsey, you know, half of our life, 20 years, and that's if some of us even live that long, you know? There's that context to put there as well. But I feel like in extension to what you're saying, there is also, and I thought you were going here for a bit, but your point is just as valid. But you mentioned that, you know, they are playing the role. So you say, like, you know, we are playing providers, and women as well, you know, in our fairness, sometimes some unintentionally do it and some intentionally do it, but for those who unintentionally do it, this is what happens. They feel like they are supposed to play that role where, you know, you push your man, you know, that social media dictates and so it sort of like it's a bit of a self-righteous mission where you feel like, all right, then this is how you add value to your partner's life. Because some of them feel like, you know, if they are in your life and they're not pushing you, you know, then what kind of woman are they? And so it's hard for them to distinguish, you know, without proper communication, that not all men in fact, I would venture to say very few men operate that way, because, you know, there's a thin line between encouraging your partner and nagging your partner. And I feel like there's that too.
Because I was not going to say, I don't have any problem being pushed, right? If we have spoken about the direction that I want to be pushed towards, right? So basically what I think the lady was saying was, if you don't know which direction you're going, any road will take you there.
And I think
that's the fundamental part about the whole thing I gather. Because initially when I clicked it, you know, I thought she was going the direction that you commonly hear and that they commonly pitch to women. Don't settle for a certain type of man. So when I clicked the video, and I thought she was going to say, don't settle for this type of woman. But essentially she was saying, don't settle for this type of life. This type of life. Doesn't matter the woman who is in your life, but you know you are made for more. You're doing yourself a disservice by entering a relationship and not even knowing the direction that you want to go in. But the point is what you said, there's a difference between nagging and encouragement. And that's because some women, you enter in a relationship with some women and they feel like they have your life mapped out already for you without even talking to you.
Yes,
right, which is why she talk about the victim thing, right? So because you don't want to go in that direction, how dare you not want to go in the direction that I want you to go into?
But that's the thing. You see, I feel like a lot of them, let me tell you what I feel. And it, I mean, I know a lot of women are out there that are like this. They feel like, you know, the man them out the road are nonsense. So what they do is they find a vulnerable young man, probably one that's not developed, probably one that's a bit insecure.
Don't even know himself yet.
What they do, because, I mean, me not afraid to talk, women are powerful beings, especially to men. What they do, what they do is that they become that man's main inspiration, his main driver, and they make him main do motivation. What they want. They literally mold that man. Where the problem comes now is when the man start wake up and the man start rebel and do things within his nature. Then you hear that this man is
let me hop in there. Let me hop in there. Like, I don't necessarily think it's really rebelling, you know. It's simply you going the path that you have chosen for yourself. And so
you're discovering yourself. You finally woken up and say, this is not what I want. It's not rebellion.
It's self-realization. It's self-actualization, you know. When you realize that, I've been on... on autopilot, on cruise control. I say, how many of you? And you're like, this isn't the direction I intend to go. I want to go back that way and go there, sir. And so when you do that, when you don't conform to the path that your woman has set before you, then, you know, you are given certain titles as the villain, as dare you ruin a perfectly good plan. Like, I had everything set and now
you lost a good woman.
My thing is, I feel like individuals and us as humans, we should allow each other to tread our own path, have our own journey, and help each other. That's not how we
raise people to think about relationships. We raise people to think about relationships as ownership. Once we're there, I have a deed for your life. It's really like ownership, you know. So how dare you disagree with me and then you get upset when we don't agree? That's how deep this thing goes, you know. But think back on your life. How early was it that you started hearing the message that, you know, your manhood was based on how much woman you get or if you have a woman? Just think about that before you even know yourself. And the fact that they say women develop faster than men.
Yep.
Imagine learning that even before you know yourself. That's why a lot of times when a man go through midlife crisis and then buy a new car and all of them things, because they start realize, ratted, my entire life, me I live for other people. Yep. Me not do nothing for myself yet. Me not do nothing for myself yet. So you just get up 35, 40 and then just go buy a brand new Benz. And brand, everybody else
said,
I'm mad, man, I'm mad out.
Yeah. or in just like you. Everybody start looking for you weird, like, what the hell are you going on?
Imagine you doing something for yourself. You're doing something for yourself and people looking at you, it's crazy.
Isn't it funny? That's definitely
Yo, let me tell you something. On a total different note now. I mean, me so segue back, but yo, this here growth journey that I've been on, it teach me one thing. If you want to hear people's opinion of you, grow your hair. If you want to hear people tell you how they feel and all of it, and you're like, look, and you're like looking at them and say, but hold on.
And on my head.
I remember I literally had a woman lecture me on why you do what everybody are doing. I said, what is everybody doing? Twist up here. I said, my hair not twist up.
How is that everybody? So everybody now.
Well, no. Then Shaga said to me, only women should twist their hair. I'm a look on her. I'm literally never even bother continue the conversation. I'm like, you know, I'm not even gonna go down this road.
Yeah. This would be the fourth or the fifth time I grow my locks, and every time, I remember the last time I had locks, when I started growing hair, one woman in particular was like, why you growing your hair? I like you with short hair. And that same woman, when me cut me hair, the woman almost bawled, like, why you cut your hair? Me love your locks. You see why you're not feeling the people? Because this same person, that's why you just have to go do your thing. Go on, Natu.
I completely agree. Listen. And you're right, Rimzy, you're right, Steph. You're well qualified to speak on the issue, but also, like, if you really, really want to know, just grow your hair freeform. You know? Don't twist it or anything. Make it grow.
But by all means, live your life. Yeah. Live your life for you. But I'm sure even you have heard some people
derogatory. That's why. But you know, like, going back to, you know, the initial conversation. And the point you made, Steph, about, you know, people being socialized to view relationships as ownerships and not partnership. Like, that's the difference. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so when we start a condition that way and even men who are themselves being driven, because I've always found the expression, you know, the wind beneath my wing. You know, some people say, oh, you know, you're the wind beneath my wing, and I'm like, yo, but you know, like, oftentimes you're not the one pushing yourself. Like, they are saying, like, yo, I'm the one pushing you. Like, I'm the wind beneath your wing. So don't take no autonomy in our process. Just allow me to guide you to somewhere, and you'll see. And so, you know, when you have time, that's not a bad proposition. So I feel like I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, it's our advocating part. But I'm saying, you know, when you're younger, it's not that big of a deal for you. But when you
find yourself first.
Right, but when you become, you know, when you're on that journey of becoming a man now, and then you find somebody who doesn't respect that you are an individual on your own journey. So when somebody just come in and them automatically assign you a place in their lives and say, this is a role I want you to play, And not only do they assign that role, not only do they not ask you if it is okay or if you are comfortable playing that role, but when they take it for granted that, yo, like, this role dictates that you do this, and if you don't follow that role, then, you know, if let's say they control a certain sway, like in terms of public opinion, then that's where you become villainized, you know? Because how dare you not play the role that I want you to play? Like, forget about your life. This is my world. So fit into this or none at all, you know?
Do you feel that some men settle because they feel like this is the best woman they would ever have in their lifetime? Because I mean, I've heard conversations where men say, you know, certain morals they're not gonna do this, but if a Kim Kardashian, yeah man, they woulda do it. It's like we will throw out our morals and our standards for the right price, especially if we feel like it's better than we deserve, or better than we are used to, or expected.
Or if we don't think it's attainable.
Yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, man, we say it in just enough time, man. If you see a hot girl, if a girl hot certain way, then I say, yeah, man, me do certain things for her, man. Me forgive her anything she do, because you feel like, yeah, man, this is... So it's like we are looking for the right price to just discard everything that we believe in.
Exactly,
and all that
bro.
I believe men settle. Well, some men settle. Because one, I think it comes out of one, insecurity, and two, one thing with men, and all of us can agree with this, we don't tend to give that part of us to many people. So, meaning you find this young lady and you open up to her, she know your deepest, darkest, she hear you cry, she see you in your lowest moment. And you feel like, okay, because she's been there through all of this, you owe her that. Regardless if she's not the person you really want to be with, but because she's been there, you owe her all of that. And you constantly face an internal battle because you don't really want to be there, but...
You don't want to hurt this person who has helped you. You don't want,
exactly. And I feel like it's being, you're not being genuine also, because in the interim, you're really hurting that person and you don't even really know it.
But,
because best believe that person can feel that energy the same way. So yeah, I feel like men settle for so many other reasons, but I also feel like that is one of them. Like insecurity also. I feel like, yo,
but
nobody's going to love me the way this woman will love me. Or
so you're not even a try for
you don't even not try, you understand? And me already reached so far with her, me can't but I start over. There are many reasons.
But I feel like something has to be said, you know, like I feel like relationships under natural circumstances have a bit of a transactional nature to it, you know? So...
every relationship.
Right. And so, you know, when you are in a relationship where, you know, we have to understand, like, how men in general are socialized to view relationships as opposed to how women are socialized to view relationships. So, for example, like, I find that, you know, in discussions we've had, and even in this discussions I've had with women, there is a lot of premium placed on time, rightly so, for biological reasons as well. And so, a man can be in a relationship with a woman for, let's say three, 4 years. Right? And it can be, I won't say it's easy, but a man can easily cut his losses rather quickly and answer, yo, this is, I need to change course. I need to pivot. This is no longer where I need to be. And gone, like, you invested in the relationship, But now you are feeling like, all right, then, you know, this is no longer something that aligns with who I become and with what I want. No, so when you leave, it is more pronounced for the woman because 4 years, you know what I mean? Like 4 years, it carries more weight for them because I don't believe in that concept of wasting people. I feel like, you know, when you have real conversations in a relationship, like you do what I would call like, you know, appraisals. Like you don't take it for granted that the relationship that you started on day one is the same on day 50. Like you have to check back in on the temperature of the relationship. Like, yo, do we still want the same thing? And so a lot of people realize when their goals aren't aligning and they compromise or they neglect having that difficult conversation because they look at time invested and not necessarily at the quality of time invested and say, yo, it makes no sense to have that conversation. But if you do have that conversation and you're honest about it, you realize that, yo, like, as a man, he wants something different. And as a woman, you want something from him that he's no longer able to give you. And so, but because they equate time, from what I've seen, because they equate time with you know, the value of the commitment and that duration, then they sort of start looking at things as, yo, like, I can't, you know? Yeah. They start looking at things
You see that? That persistent thought called what if, it can destroy a relationship. Because if it is that you enter into a relationship before you have not attained certain things, materially, mentally, emotionally, then you might always see that relationship as getting in the way of the things that you wanted, right? And so going back to the 20-year thing, it might not be that it's the relationship that's causing you not to achieve these things, you know, because I really feel like anything you want to achieve, you can. But because you are, spending and investing time in the relationship and all of those things, that's the person you see every day, day in, day out, you're focusing on that. Now you have projected your own failures, your own doubts on this person and start blaming this person. So you say, if me never did there with you, me would have achieved this, that, and the other, and all of those things. And so I feel like some men prefer not to do that. Well, I know I personally would not want to place the blame on somebody else. It could be the greatest woman on the planet. If I am making a mistake by ending the relationship to find out what else I can achieve or find my purpose, that is my mistake to claim. That is my mistake to claim, right? And I will claim that proudly, knowing that it is my mistake. But the alternative is something I can't live through. That's a living hell. Because then I won't be giving my all to you, right? Then I won't be appreciating you. And then every morning I wake up, I go look upon you with disdain because I feel like you're the reason why I achieve all of these things. So to avoid all of that is really good for men and even women to explore the world physically, mentally, emotionally, and understand your position in the world so that when you come together with somebody, you don't see this person as a hindrance or a stepping down or a settling down and all of these things. All of these terms that we use very colloquially, but they don't realize that is more regression than anything else.
That's
why I always say, like, relationship is two whole people coming together, not two broken people coming together to try to be whole.
Yeah, and I have serious issues. I think it was my sister who shared a quote recently that whenever you settle, you always get less than what you settled for, you know, I feel like there,
dregs,
bro, there is some truth in that, but you know, to your point, Steph, about, you know, like men, and even in the video, she was explaining, you know, not having, you know, your shit together, like not having all of that, and then like inviting someone into that mix. I don't know if I was the only one, but I couldn't help but to recognize a bit of irony in that as well, because essentially there was a bit of that same controlling element evident in what she was saying, that yo, like, these are the prerequisites, like, you know, for, as a woman, like, and I imagine that she was speaking from her perspective as to say, like, these are the things, you know, I would want in a man. It's like, yo, these are the prerequisites you are to have if I am to entertain you as a serious partner in a relationship. And in other words,
that's what
I
said.
I get what she was saying, yeah. You know. But I recognize that there was a hint of that in there, like, you know, obviously she was giving advice. We know all advice is subjective. And so it's hard to ignore that bias in it, that saying. Because the truth, in truth and in fact, I remember having a discussion with someone, and they were talking about, you know, the concept of success and how, like, you know, the westernized definition of that has a lot to do with capitalist incentives. You know, that being successful is this, and also the capitalization of ambition, where a person is deemed to not have ambition or to have little ambition if on the list of capitalistic achievements you aim for the bare minimum, or you say, all right, this is the life I want. I just want to go work for somebody for the rest of my life, make sure I can pay my bills. And I'm content with that life. But, you know, the perception is that cannot be ambitious. Like, you cannot aspire as a human being for want to go work with somebody else for the rest of your life and just be willing to pay bills by bills. So, when I look on that, I'm saying that, you know, in the context of relationships and in the context of what she was talking about, the controlling element is that you can't dictate what somebody finding themselves is. That's a rather personal thing. So you can't, as an observer, look and see a man who, let's say the man doesn't have a car or doesn't have those things, and determine then that, yo, this man is not a man who has found found himself. Because some people in those situations have, and some people in those situations are more grounded than and more centered than some of these men who they drive them big, then, you know, other than something. So yeah.
Yeah. How I was looking at it is, essentially, you want those things, right? But you delay those things because you feel like you can get it with the woman in the relationship. In other words, you want it, you don't have the zeal and the drive, so you enter the relationship hoping that this woman will push you towards getting these things. That's how I saw it. Plus, or that a man should be self-reliant before he relies on somebody else. So don't put yourself in a position for no woman hype on you. Have your own vehicle where you can move around before you, because you know what women give, right? You know what women give, so don't put yourself in a position for no woman style you and kick you out. So you're not even have your own place, you're not even have your own care. You enter the relationship thinking that we are build something, and then when, or if it falls, if it goes south, then the woman go up on social media and hype and say, I me you live with it. I me have to drive around go anyway. So that's how I took it, and it is a, it is a scary thought. It's a scary thought to know that you enter something hoping that two people can be mature, and then shit goes south, and then you hear say two garbage bag on the corner, right? Two garbage.
Hey,
you got me.
Serious problem.
That's a lot closer to home, eh?
Serious trouble, but
you're absolutely right, I feel like, you know, when it comes back to a point you were making earlier, Steph, about, you know, socialization and how men, how we're pretty much conditioned to view relationships. And I feel like as a man, because of how, you know, relationship dynamics are, there is a lot of premium put on a woman. So even if a man doesn't necessarily want that, a good woman as defined by, you know, I guess, you know, societal views is one who pushes her man. You know, behind every, what is it? Behind every great man is a strong woman, right? And so...
Yeah, but don't push me. Don't push me, then use it against me.
Right, right. I mean...
Like, don't weaponize it. Don't say... That's it. Don't say, what's the name of that move? It's a Tyler Perry movie where the man live with her.
I think I know what movie is.
Yeah, and then she left the man and all of them something. And the, like, right after she left the man, the man get rich.
Acrimony. Yeah.
Acrimony. She styled the man all whatever which way. You see it? And even me, when me I watch the movie, me I get upset to the man and say, oh, yeah, that man is a workless man. Not realizing the man just firmly believing her in dream. And she'll kick out the man and all of them something. And then the man strike it big and the man make about $30 million from the jump. And he just write her a check for $1 million. This is after she divorced him. And then she try come back in her picture. You know? Because she'll say, I made you, basically. I made you, so I deserve more from that. Don't weaponize it. If we had a relationship and we were helping each other, you can't, it's either you're helping me, if you're helping me in the real way, or you're helping me just in case it goes out and you can't use it against me, right? And so that's why I think she was saying, yo, just careful with this kind of person, careful with this kind of woman. Just safeguard yourself, to safeguard yourself against this. Be in a position where you have the power to decide where your life is going to go. And even if this person, even if it falls apart, you don't have to question your own manhood because you're still able to provide for yourself.
I feel like a lot of what we've been saying, you know, obviously valuable stuff, but a bit anecdotal. I wanted to find out personally, fellas, have you ever been in that situation where somebody sort of weaponized, you know, what they did for you, what they were doing for you in a relationship? And not only that, but even before that, somebody had very strong opinions about where you were supposed to go and then subsequently weaponize that. So talk about that for a bit, you know, both with
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, man. I would never forget high school. This is high school. We're going back high school. Sixth form or fifth form. You know, you're like a high school sweetheart and them something. So I have 12 CXE O levels, right? 12. Don't ask me why. I just, and CXE was easy to me, so I just do them. Seen? So the girl I was the first year in sixth form, but me, I was still doing CXE O levels just because I just feel like. So I had POB. I'm gonna say, all right, complete the pair, get POA. And the girl I was with at the time, I never forgot. The morning I get up to do the POA exam. And she had told me, why are you doing POA? You don't want to be an accountant. What are you doing POA for? You don't need to do POA, right? And brother, that get to me, dog. And me said, the morning. No, that was the conversation we had the night. The morning, me get up and me say, you know, I'm not going to do the exam. Right? Yo, and like, then,
like,
my mother called me like, the evening like, and asked me, how was the exam?
I swear.
And I say, I didn't do it. She said, why you never do it?
It just
because I didn't need to do it. She like, who like, told you that you don't that need book, to do it?
Literally.
Yo, and the moment she say it in a man, it's like me just get a thump under my short ribs. Me, I say, yo, this girl
changed my life.
Getting a me, dog. Just like that, you know. Pay for the exam, sign up for the exam, study for the exam. right? And that's all it took, you know, just to ask in a way where make me have to question myself and say, no problem, I really don't need this. Because she say, you already have 12. You already have 12 subjects. You plan for the science, this and that. Where you do accounts? And me, I say, you know, you're probably right, you know. And again, that is a young me before I even had a full self-concept. So that's why it happened to me. But yes, but I never, like, that stands out to me because I was like, it might be a simple example, but it was an early example, something I had to learn from very early. I'm glad we learned it earlier than later.
An early lesson, yeah.
Because there are some men now who are making much bigger gambles with their life, deciding, choosing not to pursue a business or pursue a degree or whatever it is, because somebody is in their ear telling them why it is not worth it. Another voice outside of their own inner voice telling them that. You know, so for the men who are listening, listen to your voice. Where, right or wrong.
Make
your mistake, own your mistake. But if you are in a relationship, and there are two types of whys. There's a why when somebody generally wants to understand. And there's also the why where somebody, you can hear the condescension. Like, this don't make any sense. Why you do this? Right? And those are the, I think those are the most kind of toxic whys. And so I pray that you have the courage just to break out of this and don't settle for less than you deserve. We've been saying that all 2021, brethren. Like, 2021 is the year of not settling. 2021 is...
Know your worth, bro.
Know your worth, bro. Right? Know your worth, you know? Coming back up. Keep coming back up.
Mm-hmm.
I will change my life.
Something come up to me, Steph, while I talk. And it's a combination of the whole, you know, how we view ambition and success, as well as, you know, what you just said. And so, you know, you mentioned, you know, that there might be a partner who is dissuading you from getting that degree, or dissuading you from pursuing this degree. As well, there are partners who are pushing you to do those things when those aren't the things you want, you know, for some men.
Inverse is also true, yes.
And for those men, I believe, like, it's especially hard being in that position because you live in a society where if you're not in pursuit of those things, you are deemed a failure or, you know, somebody who lacks ambition or somebody who will never amount to nothing. And if you should leave that situation, it will be viewed more as an indictment on you as a man. Because how dare you leave a woman who is trying to help you better yourself, you know?
Better yourself.
You know, and so it's into the version of the man that she wants you to be. And so, like, I understand, you know, this is why I say, like, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You know, sometimes some women they are helping you, but they don't realize that, yo, they're stifling you and they're killing you with these things. And so that's why it's important to have these conversations. Like, don't generalize and don't think that you're your partner, like, yo, that this is exactly what he needs and this is what I need. Find out. And if that's not the kind of man that you want, then leave. You know, don't try and make him in a way you
want the man to be. If that makes any sense.
That's why I think I encourage everybody. Men and women, but especially
Don't try to grow
outside of your relationship. No. Never lose touch with
you. You will end up being disappointed.
Never lose touch with your friends. You understand? Never forsake the meeting of the brethren.
We're not going to debate that. But just
has to be a balance.
Take my foolish advice.
When you feel like it's your voice against her voice, And deep and, down, and you woman, feel like what you're saying is woman, right, but then
don't settle. Don't. Also, you see a man and
don't.
Him
I would never recommend any man
leave.
To cut
leave.
Off all.
Leaving is free. Leave.
Neither.
It's free.
Neither
it's free.
Woman. Don't.
It's free
do.
To leave. You know.
Right.
You know, cast your not believe.
Has a role and a leave. Value in your life, and when they all work together, it makes a very healthy ecosystem for all parties. Involved,
I wanna
you know?
Be loved, not for who you think I am, not who you want me to be. Hey, see there?
Anelise, free Buju, come out long time.
Yeah. Yo, yes, let me end this thing time. Off tonight,
yeah,
for the right, Lord.
But yeah, man, this one.
Steph.
I wanted to be thinking. So I'm looking forward to hear what the people have to say about this one. Whether you agree, disagree. Let's talk about it. We don't always have to agree, but let's talk about it. This one was a stirring one. Big up to what's the lady's name,
love,
man?
Love Find, Dorsey.
What the lady name for who made the video?
Love Dorsey.
Big up to Love Dorsey. Big up to Love Dorsey, man. Because yo, you
yeah,
have some
yeah.
deadbeat
oh,
man
yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah.
You have some deadbeat.
Really?
Let's
oh.
let's be real. Eh? You have some.
Oh.
You have.
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, you have some man. You have someone who really need them kind of push there.
Them not know what they want, and them not care. Them not care to know. Them just dead as.
and can we just say like the reason? When you pre them, man, Steph.
Leave.
Yo, Steph.
Free to leave.
I remember when you pre them, man. What do these women often say they ain't get from? Yo, women love broke dick energy, fam. It's a. Listen, we are gonna be real about it. We say we have it. You see that broke dick energy there? Yo, they love trash. That broke dick energy right. mess with okay. their head and they want to turn their niggas into the man.
Somebody stop that too. Somebody stop that too.
Hey, don't stop preaching.
Somebody hold that too back. Somebody hold that too back. So ladies and gentlemen.